Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Talk with Soy, your new morning show where real talk happens every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Good morning. How y'all doing in the cafe? Are you ready for some hot and steamy conversation this morning? What you drinking on? What you sipping on? Caramel macchiato? That's my favorite beverage right there. That's how I get my day started. Hot and steamy.
My mother and I had a fantastic relationship.
This is Stephen, and I just wanted to share.
You should always be in a place where you're celebrated. Life is too short to stay somewhere and tolerate it.
If you cannot help a person, don't hurt them, especially the women.
It's always just whole essence is to bring out the best in other people.
Something that touches other people, and that's what your show does. It doesn't. It's not just conversation as you started. It actually has a purpose.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to Coffee Talk with Soy, your new morning show, where real talk happens every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. You know, I know that it's not just me. It can't be just me because I know I'm not the only one living on earth, but I believe there comes a time where we all experience job loss, divorce, death, isolation, illness, abandonment, you name it. All kinds of life disappointments. It happened to us all. Truth be told, now, I use the word life happens to us all. You can use whatever four-letter word that's applicable to you, but it happens. And so this segment, we're going to focus on identifying those issues, those situations, and rebuilding ourselves to bounce back. I believe you can bounce back from your setback, and we're going to talk about that this morning. Now, if you have had experience that you want to share, please, if you're listening, press 1 and we'll get you in queue to get your comments on the air. Or if you're listening through the app, then I encourage you to select voice notes and that will come to us as well and we'll read them for you. But stay connected and we want your feedback. Now, there is a guy who probably have never met a stranger. And he has been joining me on this venture. He has been my co-host for the past few shows. I know him as Brandon B. So let me welcome him to the platform as well. Good morning, B. Welcome to the cafe.
What up? Soy, how you doing, boo?
I'm hanging in there.
I know that's right. So let me ask you this. What was your week? I had the quickest, longest, most hecticest week. This week went by in a blur. Like, yesterday, I thought it was like Wednesday. I'm like, yo, dude, it's Friday. I came to work in a full suit. And, you know, it's just crazy. And then I had to change, and it was just ridiculous. Thank God I had to change the clothes in the car. I was like, oh, man, this is crazy. I'm losing my marbles here. It's bad. Was your week like that? Did you have a crazy week?
I'm trying to figure out what kind of life you have that you have a change of clothes in the car. What do you do? Is it because of the Miami trip last week, or how do you have a change of clothes in the car?
So this
do
is how it
do
works.
That?
Yeah, well, so this is how it works. So like at any given moment, like I can. So there's I have two changes of clothes. I have like a dress clothes, and then I have like you know dress down, and then of course I just have my gym bag in the car. So in the event that, like, I have to, like, let's just say I'm in civilian clothes, I have to run and meet with a client or something like that, or something, you know, like that happens, then I need to be able to change on the fly, and I might not necessarily have time to go find a suit store to, you know, jump into a suit. So you know, you just keep the garment bag in the back. And then, yeah, and if I'm in a suit and I need to meet, like, with a casual client, then, you know, the same thing happens in reverse. You know, you keep some jeans and some sneakers, you know, shirt. Presentable shirt in the car, and you just leave it in the back in the garment bag. So you know, you just roll out the garment bag, switch up real quick, and you could do that in any parking lot if you really needed to. You know, boom, you're going there fresh, cologne, everything is right there. Good.
Okay. The life of Brandon B. Okay.
I mean,
all right.
It is what it is. You gotta be prepared for these things, though. You gotta be prepared. Like when life happens, you gotta be prepared. You gotta be right there on top of it.
Yeah, Apparently so. I have a bag in the trunk of my car. It's a gym bag, and sad to say, in 2 weeks I haven't even unzipped it. But I do have a bag in the trunk of my car. So I guess I'm part of the club. Huh? I got a bag in my car. Change of clothes, my gym clothes.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking. Yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about. You get it. So I mean, you know, at any given time, you can just get the urge to go pump some iron or hit the treadmill. There you go. Same concept.
All right. Speaking of concepts and urges, there are some people out there that have that are ready for this conversation this morning. Our hot and steamy topic is built around issues, Brandon, that we all have. You know, I mentioned earlier that life happens, you know, disappointments. And I believe that it is the rhythm of life. You know, we were not all promised there'd be sunny days that we're on top of the world. There will be valleys and pits and falls that will happen to us. You know, I was talking to this woman, Brandon, and she actually, she called me, and she said that she listened to the show, she enjoyed listening to the show, and she said, and because she's listened and you know, we're so positive, she wanted to share this. And she asked me a question. She said, "Soy, why does good things happen to bad people?" I said, what do you mean? You know, because I think listening is important. You don't want to jump out there. So I said, "Well, what do you mean?" And she said, "You know, I'm a good person. You know, I do this, I do that." And she named all these things that she does, and she sounded to be a good person. All the things that you want people to do. Be respectful, be nice, raise your kids right, you know, try and do the right thing. So she named all those things, and she even said she'd go to church and all this stuff. And she said that, you know, she's have experienced some things that happened in her life, and she began to name them. And she began to say that she doesn't feel like those things were fair to her, some of them that she didn't bring on, you know, herself. And as she began to share more and more of those negative things. I mean, I can hear the sound of her voice changing. It was points that my heart was beginning to melt, kind of listening to it. You know how your heart just softens because you have empathy. You can relate to people's situations, some of which I've experienced. And so I said to her, I said, "Well, you know, sometimes life doesn't happen to us. You know, sometimes it happens for us." So I believe that there are times that things happen for a reason. It may not be to no fault of your own. People may be going through some situations that they did not bring on themselves. But all in all, it doesn't matter whether it was self-inflicted or not. It is a dark, bad place. Wouldn't you say that, Brandon? It's dark and it is bad.
I think it's worse than dark and bad. I think it's even worse, it's a scary place. It's if you saw that movie Get Out, I think they called it the dark void, where the main character was falling and just flailing at the arms, trying to reach out and grab anything. That's what I liken it to, and it's bigger than just dark. It's scary, you know, being in the zone, that kind of zone of uncomfortability, and you know. You being an actual good person and just like, you know, the world falling on your shoulders all the time and, you know, the sky crumbling and landing at your feet, that is definitely, you know, not the typical comfort zone. That's not where somebody wants to be. and I think that we've all at one point or another reached that place or have stepped into or around that place. I mean, especially when we just look at somebody that, you know, we feel like might have been taken too soon from us or anything like that. It's just, you know, we don't understand certain things, but I totally agree with you when you said that sometimes life happens for us, you know, that's a huge statement. And I hope that everybody grasped the severity of that statement, because a lot of times when things are happening to us and for us, we're not looking at the big picture. We're looking at the moment, and the moment is hell, you know, but you don't stop there. Like, you know, you keep going. So, I think her name is Dr. Deborah Johnson. She wrote a couple of books. I met her in New York at the Javits Center. And she was like, people tell me, you know, Doc, I'm going through hell, you know, all the time. And she was like, well, hell, don't stop. Keep going. Go through it. Go through it. Push through it. Because you're not going to be going through that, quote, hell the whole time. You know, you have to push through that. So you, once you get on the other side and start looking at the bigger picture, don't dwell on what you just went through. Dwell on where you're at, you know. So you have to look at the bigger picture. So it's typically speaking going to happen for the greater good if you can just accept that and receive that and make it the greater good, whatever that greater good may be. You got to look for it, you know.
I think you're right about that big picture thing. You know, that there's some people who are just narrow-minded, and not saying this in a negative way, but they have they just don't have the scope, or may not have had the life experiences to be able to visualize the big picture. And for those people, I would say that, you know, reach out to someone. I think communication is so important. However, you're going to be careful about that, because it's important to communicate with the right people. You know, certain people you cannot communicate with. And if you have a challenge identifying who those people are, here is a measure too. And I think this works. Brent, you let me know if you believe this. The measuring tool is that if the people you speak to do not lighten the burden, then you're talking to the wrong people. It could be about relationships, Brandon, money, family issues. It could be about just how you are, work-related issues in the office. But if the person you are speaking to about this situation that you rely upon, you're telling them the story, what happened to me today, and they do not lighten the burden in your heart and your mind. So if you walk away from them feeling the same, right? And sometimes we fight within ourselves. That sometimes it takes us a minute to get it. But if nothing they said can make you say, okay, at least I hear you, I don't accept it. You know, sometimes we're still in an emotional place. So even though mentally the light may begin to come on, but emotionally we have not let it go. But if talking to that person has not changed you to some extent to make you feel just a little inkling better, then you're talking to the wrong person or people. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to have to agree with that. And I'm going to have to also say, let's take a look at the flip side. If somebody might give you something else, so in identifying the problem or working through the problem, sometimes you have to, like, it hurts a little bit more going through the problem. So if you sit there and say, oh, well, I like this guy and I really, you know, appreciate him and this, that, and the third, and you tell him all of these good things about him, and then you sit there and say, but he kind of scares me. I think that he has the potential to be abusive. And I start talking to you about the possibility of that being abusive and what the future ramifications could or would be, that's going to put you in a worse place. You're going to be, oh, my God, I didn't even think about that. That's horrible. The load just got heavier. However, you've identified the problem, future problems, and thus giving yourself space for a solution. So if it hurts because they're identifying a problem, then I would have to disagree with you. If they're just throwing more stuff on your shoulders for you to haul around for them, then I definitely agree with you, and I'm going to have to sit there and say, if they don't lighten that burden or make it heavier in a positive way so that you can just drop the burden, literally let go of the bags, then that's going to have to go, you know, with what you said. You cannot listen to that person. You cannot even be around that person.
You know at that time. The eye-opening piece is that, like you mentioned, if, you know, I was kind of alluding to that. I probably should have kind of went further, but that if there's not an inclination of them, that makes sense. You know, like sometimes the questioning is helpful for the eye-opening piece, because I think in the dark place that we get into is there is no light, and that's why it's so hurtful. The dark place is there is no light. Even if the light is, I did not do anything to cause this, and you recognize that. You know, it's like, oh, this happened to me, yada, 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 and it may not have been to anything that you've done. But the light is that this may not be happening for me. Maybe it's happening for someone else. Maybe it's something I need to do about this, you know. But that is the light that helps the situation, because now you're beginning to recognize it. And I think that's part of getting out in the dark, being able to kind of go through it. You walk toward the light. I see why this is happening, or I see you for who you are, this person who's inflicting this upon you. So it's kind of that the light comes on, you know, like the roaches run, you know. You know.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. You know, I'm from New York. Of course I know what happens when the light comes on and the roaches run, you know. But, I definitely agree with that. I think that so you crazy. I definitely agree with that. I think that once the light does come on, you know, let me say this. You have a choice. You have a choice. Depending on what situation you're dealing with, it'll be easier or not to make the choice. Let's use the example abusive relationship. Abusive relationship for a man or a woman, that's not always an easy choice for whatever reason. Even when it gets physical, even when it's, you know, just verbal, it's all abuse. It's for some reason our hearts get caught up so bad into it that our minds just, you know, allow us to go all crazy until the absolute last, you know, possible moment, you know, or a breaking point happens. So that's not an easy decision. If you're talking about, you know, like a job or career change or shift, you know, hey, listen, just try to do this or do that, that might be a little bit easier. But when the light comes on, you have to now make that conscientious decision. It's already been exposed. That's what the light is. The light has exposed now the problem. Well, the problem has been exposed, but the light has now exposed the solution. If you decide not to take the solution, that's kind of on you. So when that bad stuff starts happening, you know, you can't say, woe is me at that point. Oh, is that the health tip?
That's what it is, B. That's our good tip for today. It comes from your girl, Soy. I'm sharing with you the benefits of krill oil. Yes, krill, K-R-I-L-L. You never heard of it? Well, me either, until just recently. Krill, when taken daily, is a fast new way to renew your health and help you feel better in your day-to-day life activity. Filled with omega-3, it's known to protect your heart, help with inflammatory pathways, cholesterol, blood sugar, and ease menstrual cramps for women. Also, it helps with fluid retention, mood swings, liver, joint, and muscular issues. It boosts immune, and my favorite is that it helps with concentration and memory. Krill oil, similar to fish oil. Read up on it and consider using it. But don't just take my word for it. Consult your physician to ensure it's a good supplement for you. Krill oil.
I love that.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to start using that. Yeah, I'm going to start using it today. I have my first, take my first one today. So, yeah.
Let me find out. You're like a, kind of like a health guru on the low.
Well, Brandon, you know, you kind of live healthy inside and out, inside and out. But back to it, where we were, you were mentioning the thing about the choice. You know, once you acknowledge the light come on, you have to make a choice. And we're going to cover this topic another time, but this, I just want to kind of put it out there. But it is said that when women, you know, the why men cheat story that's going to come up soon, y'all wait for it, but that when women find out, they ready. When women find out that the man is cheating, you know, there's some, I think we know, but when the light come on and the roaches run and it's there, you got to deal with it. You have to decide whether you're going to stay or whether you're going to leave or what you're going to do about it. And that is crucial. So the choice that we have to make upon when the light come on is relevant to how we go forward with the rest of our lives in any situation. That is important.
Yeah, that you can't, honestly, you just can't go wrong with that. And you know, another thing that I think that happens with making that choice, we get like horribly scared at. Not, let me see, we get horribly scared at not necessarily making a choice, but making the wrong choice. We get so caught up in making the wrong choice that we don't make a choice, or we procrastinate, which in itself is making a choice, you know, and often the unsatisfactory one. So that choice component is key, because once the, you know, once you figure it out, I'll use your example, guy cheats, girl cheats, whatever, partner cheats on partner, and the partner finds out, they hold and harbor so much resentment, and 3 years later, because of the incident, you know, the relationship is horrible, when all you had to do was just make a choice initially to just let it go, you know, and you could have been in a better place, but you wanted to hold on to what you thought you had. And it might be a little different for somebody that's married, you know, depending on, you know, if they want to save their marriage or not. But when you're dealing with a situation like that, the choice component, there's a time frame here. You can't just sit there and say, oh, I know the choice, I'll just hold off on it. It's not always working like that. You know, you have to make the conscientious decision, and don't be afraid to make the wrong choice. That's what life is about. Life is about experience. And if you feel like the choice is wrong, make two better choices after that, you know? And then that'll lighten the burden, you know. So that's just how I look at things. I try to look at things like that. I try to look at things like, well, what's the best possible situation that I can put myself in right now when I'm making a choice, especially with something as big as that? What's the best possible choice? I weigh my options, and then I make a move.
You know what helps that, Brandon? When people know themselves, and you know, we can't really apologize for who we are, but you have to know yourself and take inventory of yourself. For example, mentioning, okay, something happens, and we have to decide how we're going to deal with it. You know, I think first, you know, kind of looking at, I think the first step it would be to kind of step back, look at you, and recognize who you are. Now, if it's a situation where you need to act and you fail to do so, it's going to bother you, because that's naturally who you are. And like you said, even if it's the wrong action, if it's a situation where you need to speak up, think about it, mm-hmm. figure it out. And the moment you speak up, you have released yourself from so many toxins, so much pressure, so much stress. You've done your part. And sometimes it's not for us. It may be for another situation. I know with me, I'm a fighter. I'm a person that's always going to advocate for the underdog. It hurts me and bothers me to see people being mistreated. So it doesn't even have to be me. If I witness a situation where there's wrongdoing, I cannot help. I have to fight within myself not to speak up about it. And sometimes I know God shows me that it's not always your fight. So sometimes that person is not going to strengthen or grow if you're always fighting for them. So I have to use discernment as to whether it's my fight or the other person's fight. But it's hard for me not to address it. So I have to sit there and think through, okay, is this happening for me? Is this a situation where I can make a difference? So do I say something and act on it? And I may have to go through a fight, but it's for the people behind me. Or is this for me to learn something through this fight? And so we all have different qualities as to why we're here on earth, what our purpose is. You may be the listener. You know, you may be the fighter. This woman told me the other day that she gave me a situation where she has three sons, and she explained to me when her sons were younger how she had taking the sign out. And you know, when the kids get to that age where it's time for them to go to the boys' bathroom alone. So her son was in there, and she said, and she went in there to make sure that things were okay in there. She just went in the bathroom. But look at, somebody may think that's crazy, but she acted on her impulse. But imagine the pedophile that's in there. That
That's
needs
right.
to be interrupted. So you never know what your motivation could be to change a cycle of life. But if you feel it, don't apologize. Act on it. I think you're in turmoil when you don't. That's why you feel so bad, because you need to decide. You need to do something. That's why you feel bad about what's happening.
I agree with that. And that going on your instincts and trusting yourself, that comes with, like you said, knowing yourself as well. You have to trust yourself and know yourself. I'll say this much. Other people have felt ill about my instincts, but my instincts have never been wrong for me and the choices that I make. And I'll say this much. I believe your intuition, depending on how you believe, but I believe your intuition is the direct connection between you and the Creator, you and God, or you and the universe, depending on how you look at it. You know, that is your divine power right there. That intuition is our superpower. That is our God power. And typically speaking, if you're tuned into the right channel, you will almost never, I want to say never be wrong, but just for the, you know, just for being politically correct purposes, you will almost never be wrong. So, I mean, I want to bring that up and just remember that. You know, tune into your intuition. As you start listening to your intuition more, you'll start to notice that your intuition will always lead you the right way. Trust that feeling in your gut. And, you know, you're on. And once you start doing that and tuning into that channel and understanding that language that, you know, your universal mind, God, the Creator, you know, however you believe, speaks to you, you're good. You're golden.
Yeah, I like that, Brandon. I think the wrong is the right. I think the wrong is the right because you got to go left to go right. Sometimes you that's how you learn. That's how you grow. That's how you know. So I think the wrong is the right because it allows you to take stock and inventory of your decision-making process and figure out what that was about. So I like that. But I think you got to declutter your life to figure out who you are. You kind of got to get all that noise from around you and kind of look at your pattern of things that you've always been exposed to, you've always, you know, had access to or not, and kind of figure out, you know, who you are and how you are. I think that's relevant.
Absolutely. I 100% agree.
Well, I hope that people have been empowered through our session to begin to recognize that when all else fails, how you bounce back. I think we did a great job pointing out that, you know, you got to trust yourself, you got to know yourself, and don't fight with yourself about the decisions that you need to make when it comes to bouncing back.
Mm-hmm. You can't. You got to tune in, you know, and you have to trust everything that everything that you've experienced is only preparing you for your next step. So, yeah, you will go through hell, and that's okay. Don't stay there. Don't get comfortable there. Don't set up shop. Don't build a tent. Keep moving. Learn it. Get over it, you know. And some, you know, you just got to do that. And speaking of tuning in and having your intuition right, intuitively you should all know that the last segment of Brother to Brother is coming up at the end of this month, and I want you to tune in. I will not reveal, if Soy can keep a secret, I will not reveal the topic. But it is a doozy. This one is going to be probably our best one yet. I implore you to tune in and let's get this thing going.
All right. Well, it's always a great day here on the show. We appreciate our listeners. We appreciate you tuning in. And we actually appreciate it more when you go to the website and make a comment and tell us how you enjoyed the show. Perhaps you got a topic or you got a product or some insight on something great and impactful that you want to share. Only on Coffee Talk with Soy, we welcome you to do that. We love the show. We love you. This is your new morning show where inspiration happens every Saturday at 10 a.m. So thanks for tuning in with us in the cafe today. We've had a great time. Yes, we did. Don't forget to download the app, Coffee Talk with Soy, from your app store. It's now available on iTunes and Google Play. Stay connected by visiting the website, coffeetalkwithsoy.com, as well as looking for us on your social media sites. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the name Coffee Talk with Soy. Thanks for listening. And remember, the size of the problem is never the issue. It's the size of you. Be great. Do something awesome. You be awesome. And tell them Soy said so because you are wonderful. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.